Baby Peewee, Gypsy Dave, Dan, and Magic Light Up Ball. Well, Dan called Baby Peewee one day and said, "Baby Peewee, guess what my dad brought from the computer show?" "I don't know," said Baby Peewee. "What?" "It's a ball that lights up when you touch it." "What?" said Baby Peewee. "How could that be?" "It must have batteries in it." "No," Dan said, "it works by galvanic skin response." "Ah, you mean that's what they use in lie detectors." "What's that?" said Dan. "Well, with a lie detector, they hook wires up to a person, and they can tell when he's telling a lie or not, because the galvanic skin response sends a signal off to some kind of computer or something, some kind of meter that reads it." "Are you sure about that?" said Dan. "Maybe it just creates a circuit." "Well, I don't know. I don't know what this does. Maybe it heats it up. Who knows? Maybe it's the some sort of crystal effect. But anyway, you want to see it?" "Sure," said Baby Peewee. "I'll be right over," said Dan. Well, before Baby Peewee could hang up, there was a knock at the door. "Who is it?" "It's Dan." "How'd you get here so fast?" said Baby Peewee. "I had hardly hung up."
"No.
I came on my rocket." No, Dan brought it over to show him. "I came over on my rocket skate," said Dan. "Wow, that's fast," said Baby Peewee. "Now let me see this ball." Well, they held the ball, and Baby Peewee put his fingers on the two metal things, and sure enough, it lit up. Gypsy David had come over earlier. And he said, "That's amazing. Wonder how they make those." "Well, I don't know," said Dan. "It's some kind of electric response that it takes out of the, out of the fingers. Maybe it just heats it up. I don't know." "Well, anyway," said Baby Peewee, "how come it's going off and on?" "I don't know. It didn't do that for me. Let's see. It seems to be sending some sort of code. What's it saying?" "It says, I can hear it. Can you hear it now?" "Yes, they both could hear it. It said, come see me right away." "Who is it?" said Dan. "It's Master Winter, my karate teacher." "Well, can we go see him?" "You guys can't. I can't give away a secret hideout, but I must go. Can I take this ball?" "Yeah, sure," said Dan. "Go ahead." So Baby Peewee went, and he went down the sewer to in the spot that he knew so well. Hopped on his raft and went on the raft down the sewer waterway till he came to the big hole in the side where there was a little sort of dock. And there Ratso, Master Winter's faithful disciple, was sitting in meditation. When he saw Baby Peewee, he said, "Peewee, I haven't seen you for a long time. Well, the master called for me through this magic ball, or electric ball, or whatever it is that Dan's dad brought home from the computer show. Well, let's go show it to the master." They knocked softly at the door, and the master said, "Enter." Baby Peewee went in, and the master said, "That ball is a special red chi ball." "Well, I don't know how it could be special," said to Baby Peewee. "They were giving him away at the computer show, and Dan's dad just picked up one." "That's the special one that came from the monastery in Tibet." "Tibet?" said Baby Peewee. "You mean where the Dalai Lama once lived?" "Yes, and where Tibetan Buddhists still practice the ancient lores." "Well, how did it get there?" "Well, you know how the Chinese are into computers these days. They must have been making all those balls, and somehow that stuff from Tibet got snuck in there. And it's sending a signal to whoever finds it." "What is the signal?" "It's saying, find the Dalai Lama and save him." "Where is the Dalai Lama?" said Baby Peewee. And the master said, "I must preserve my chi and go back to my meditation. Only you can find him, Peewee. Use the ball. Use the ball." And the master closed his eyes in meditation. Use the ball? What could he mean? Said Baby Pee-wee. Why, Retzo said, maybe that ball will tell you where the Dalai Lama is. Oh, I see, said Dan. There's the Gyps Baby Pee-wee. I'll try that. So he turned his magic sword into a homing missile, and he stuck the ball in the nose of the missile and made it the homing device. That is, as it glowed redder and redder, it would come near the place where the Dalai Lama was. Maybe he's being held prisoner, said Baby Pee-wee. Who knows? But I must find him. He hopped on the rocket, and then they did the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Ooh, that blasted off a little early, said Baby Pee-wee. I have to check this machine when I get it home. Still, here we go. Yeah. Off they went. And as they went, you could see that the ball would glow. You're getting warmer, hot, 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 and red, and then no, you're getting cooler. So he turned the missile around, and he went back to where it was hot, 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 cool, 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 cool. And then he turned it around again, it's getting hotter, hotter, and now he said, lock in on that beam. He locked in on it. It was bright red, and now he stopped the rocket, and he looked down. Why, he was over some island, and he didn't even know where, because he hadn't been paying attention to which direction he went. But he could see that down below there was some kind of compound, a military compound, with soldiers all over the place. All of a sudden, they saw him and started shooting their anti-aircraft gun. Flak was exploding all around him. Uh-oh, said Baby Pee-wee, I better get out of here. And he took that rocket straight down and splashed into the ocean. Well, Dan had come along and he had a special key that along with that ball would help point the way. So they put the key on top of the ball and popped it off of the end of the homing missile, and underwater with some special underwater breathing gear that they quickly fashioned from their magic thunderbolts, they walked on the bottom of the ocean, not unlike the way Pinocchio and that cricket, what's his name? Jiminy Cricket walked, always letting the key on top of the ball be like a compass guiding their steps. When they got to the shore, they walked very carefully because they could see that there were soldiers all along. They kind of catapulted over him, said Baby Pee-wee. Are you ready? Yep, said Dan. He turned his magic sword into a catapult, and a silent catapult. And when the soldier wasn't looking, boing, yoing, 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 they went over their top, and they came down in the middle of the compound and quickly hid behind a palm tree. The ball was glowing bright red, and the key was also starting to vibrate and pointing to a little hut right in the middle of the compound. He's got to be in there, said Baby Pee-wee, and we got to save him. When there was a guard walking around the outside of the house, and when he walked around one time, they counted how many seconds it took him to get around the other side. The guard walked around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And he showed up on the other side. We've got 5 seconds to get into that place. How are we going to do it, though, said Dan. I don't see a door. We'll take this magic sword and turn it into a collapsible porthole and stick it on the side when we run up, go through it, and pull it through. What do you say? I'm with you, said Dan. So when the guard went around the house, they counted 1, run! They ran, they stuck the porthole on, they pulled it through, and they both went through and got inside, and there on the inside, sitting in quiet meditation, was none other than the Dalai Lama, wearing brown Buddhist robes and a long necklace of beads around his neck, where he was counting as he said, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha. Baby Pee-wee was afraid to wake him up, but he didn't have to, because the Dalai Lama knew they were there, and without opening his eyes, he spoke to them in telepathy. You have come, my sons, to help me escape? We have, said Baby Pee-wee. Who's holding you here? The Chinese army, said the Dalai Lama. They're bad. They are bad, said Baby Pee-wee. Why have they captured you and are holding you here? They consider me an enemy of the state, said the Dalai Lama. Well, where do you want to go? I'd like to go back to Tibet, said the Dalai Lama. It's too dangerous, said Baby Pee-wee. How about Schenectady? No, I don't want to go to Schenectady. It's too cold there in the winter. How about Fort Myers, Florida, said Dan. No, no, there are no Buddhists there. I must go to Tibet. Well, it's cold there in the winter too, but whatever you say, said Baby Pee-wee. Now, here's the plan. We're gonna turn this whole little house into an airplane by using two wings, or two thunderbolts for wings, and the magic sword for a propeller. Are you game for that, Dalai Lama? I'm game, said the Dalai Lama. Me too, said Dan. Dan, said Baby Pee-wee, you take the thunderbolts, and when I give you the word, stick them out the side and turn them into wings. You got that?
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Baby Pee-wee was getting his magic sword ready. And on the count of three, one, two, three, Dan stuck the two thunderbolts through the sides of the house, and they became wings. Aya, said the guard. What? This is some things here. Ah, Mikano. And then Baby Pee-wee took the propeller and reached around and stuck it on the front of the house and gave it a spin. They were all saying, let's run away, let's run away. The house started to take off. Baby Pee-wee was pulling the rudder back. Hang on, boys, he said, we're taking off. It went up. Now they started to shoot. They're shooting at us, said Baby Pee-wee. We don't have any ammunition left to shoot at them with. What are we going to do? Don't worry, said the Dalai Lama. A few Buddha bolts will take care of them. Buddha bolts? What are they? Said Dan. But just then, out of his forehead, there came some bolts of electricity. Actually, chi that had turned into electrical form. And they zipped down and exploded in a big profusion of flowers and birds. And it was a Buddhist vision that blinded those soldiers and converted every one of them immediately to Buddhism. And so they didn't even want to shoot anymore. Well, they're not shooting anymore. You want to go back there, said Baby Pee-wee? No, I must go to Tibet, said the Dalai Lama. So off they flew. Flying along over the Pacific Ocean and then over the Chinese mainland, where people down below would look up and say, huh, Mika, Fei de Fangzi, Meng Fei de Fangzi, Zimiyanga, this is some Dongxi. Oh, they were all so surprised to see a flying house. What is it? What is it? They said. Finally, they came to the snow capped Himalaya mountains and to the high plateaus of Tibet. And the other lamas were already standing around. The Buddhists had all come out because they knew that the Dalai Lama was coming. He had sent them signals. As they came, they all cheered. And he went up and sat in the Potala, his residence, for the first time in 40 years since he had been exiled from China. Maybe 30 years. I can't remember when he left China, but it was sometime in the 50s. And they all came and they asked him questions and when would they win their freedom and so on and so forth. And it was a wonderful, celebrated world event. Finally, Baby Pee-wee and Dan said, it's time for us to go now, sir. Where would you, do you want to stay here? No, I can't stay here. I must go back to India, they said. So they took him to India and dropped him off. He went to Tibet just to see his people for a little while and give them hope. But then he went back to India where he lived in exile. Exile means you don't live in your own country, you live in some other country. And Baby Pee-wee and Dan bade him fond farewell and he gave them each some beads. And he traded that magic ball, which was specially made, for another ball that Dan brought home. It still lit up red, but it wasn't the magic ball. Magic one was needed for special ceremonies in the Buddhist temple. Well, said Dan, that was quite an adventure. And I'm hungry. Me too, said Baby Pee-wee. Let's go back and see if Roby's got anything for us to eat. Well, they flew back where Roby had made a whole pot full of pudding. Chocolate pudding. Tea to drink. And they ate the pudding and drank the tea. That is the end of the story.
Rewind.